Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, but you probably already knew that. And I'm glad you're here. We got, it's just the two of us. Again, I want to continue to talk about a couple of things that are on my mind. This is the day of the week when I take my a couple of segments out of my show and talk about things. I just talked to you about the best of times, the worst of times. If you want to know more about that, if you're subscribed to my newsletter, you'll find more about that there in the newsletter. It'll be up on my website later today. I want to give you a little bit of news on the recent poll that we have, because we got a little bit of breaking news from the last few days. In our poll last week, we asked small business owners what they were going to do about filing tax returns. And we asked you, are you going to file extension? Are you going to file on time? Are you going to file a business extension and a personal on time, or a business on time and a personal extension? You could do either one of those. Or you're going to file both of them, extend both of them, which I was one of those people. But it was interesting how many people were going to file on time, both of them. And we over half of our respondents to our poll said they would file both on time. And of course, 9% said that they were going to extend their business return but file the personal on time. So that means even though they extended the business, you can't file a personal if you're a business owner, if you're a pass-through entity, without your business return. So that meant that even those people were going to file their personal on time, which makes it about two-thirds of our audience of our respondents are going to file their personal on time. So I thought that was interesting. And don't forget, you know, in case you've forgotten, the pass-through entity are their people. Those are businesses that Sub-S, LLCs, partnerships, their business return has to be filed by March 15th or extended. But that information is essential to completing the personal return, because as a pass-through, whatever the bottom line of the business return is, profit or loss, that goes on the personal return. So that's interesting. But there's breaking news that I want to talk to you about that, as I mentioned earlier, that happened last week. As that poll was in the field, the IRS was working on an announcement to extend federal individual tax filing and tax paying to move it from April 15th to May 17th. So that just came out just literally the middle of last week. And since May 15th is on a Saturday, they made it May 17th. And that's what that means is you've got 32 extra days not only to file your personal tax, but to pay your taxes. So remember, if you extend your tax filing date 6 months, which is automatic now, in the old days you had to get permission. You get to send it in and wait. They always gave it to you, but you still had to ask. Now you don't even have to ask. You just file an extension. You do it online. But you still had to pay your taxes that you thought you owed on April 15th. If you didn't, there would be interest and penalty at the end of when you filed your return for the period of time you didn't pay them after April 15th. Well, the new extension extends the filing and the paying part. So you get 32 days abatement on the filing, and you get to keep your cash or collect the cash that you need, find a way to pay the taxes that you think you owe, 32 more days. So that's good news for a lot of folks. Believe it or not, some people were profitable last year. A lot more weren't in 2020 who would have been otherwise. If it hadn't been for the pandemic, they would have been, but they weren't. But there's another important thing to point out. This is an IRS rule. This extension is for IRS, for federal, not for state. So if you live in a state, I think there's like 49 states that you have individual income tax, two or three, I think, I've forgotten, Texas and Florida, maybe Tennessee, I think Tennessee probably too. There are a handful of states, less than a handful of states, that don't have personal income tax returns to file. But those people, your state may not have extended. 30 of them so far have aligned their returns with the federal. I think all of them will eventually, but you got to check with yours to make sure yours does, because your state return still may be due if you don't extend it for 30 days. I mean for 6 months. It'll still be due. So check that out. And I suspect that if we'd known that we had the extra 32 days, I suspect our polling would have been a little bit different. Maybe more people would have said that they're going to file on time. In fact, I might even get mine done because of that, on time. Anyway, just want to make sure you knew about that new information from the IRS. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.